Balochistan has a situation to handle and it is being mismanaged. The protesters as well as the authorities are unfortunately found to be on the wrong side of the solution and are making it more complicated by digging in their heels. All that is needed is to talk it out, and that is where they are at a fail. It goes without saying that Balochistan is infected with terrorism, which has both internal and external contours. Also, the daredevil hijacking of Jaffa Express, the holding up of its inmates and subsequent attacks across the province are condemnable acts of terrorism. At the same time, it's also a fact that the revulsion-laden districts of the rest of province are poorly governed and lack a political solution to the grievances that have their genesis in socioeconomic realms. Thus, by providing due political space to the constituents, and by ensuring that rule of law and constitutionalism come to safeguard their rights, the rot can be stemmed and a viable solution ushered in. The protests and sit-in that have been in vogue since the train hijacking is pushing the province over the brink. The detention of BYC activists, including Rang Baloch, is getting global traction and is unnecessarily complicating the situation. While the tendency to resort to violence by BYC and likes is condemnable, the authorities too have desisted from addressing the root cause of the problem and have made it a purely civil strife issue. The fact that BYC and other political elements are being pushed to the wall through illegal confinements and denial of legal course is worrisome and compounding the volatility. Likewise, the thrust on finding a kinetic solution is unnerving civil society and is, unfortunately, emboldening gun-trotting elements. Taking a cue from history, it's time to check our steps and rework the math by opting for a perpetual political solution. The elements that are willing for talks and believe in a tete-a-tete are an asset and must be tapped.